Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 One World Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Romel Ross. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Director of Hale County, This Morning, This Evening. So the first question is kind of just the obligatory one, let's say. For the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, could you just say a few words to maybe introduce it and tell them what it's sort of about?
Yeah, the film takes place in the south of the U.S., the historic south of the U.S., and it follows Daniel and Quincy, two young men, over the course of 5 years. But it's interested in using sort of the visuals of their lives and the spontaneous moments as narrative and as the value for the audience.
How close are you to this place, to Hale County?
Yeah, pretty close. I moved there and lived there 3 years before I started filming, and I still have a house there. I still live there. And it's been about 10 years. It's kind of become my second home in a way.
So I was kind of reading a little bit about you, just a tiny bit, not too much. And I saw that you had a sporting career before you got into photography and cinematography. Is that right?
Yeah, I played basketball in college and played a year overseas in Northern Ireland.
Ah.
And so I was pretty serious. I was a pretty serious athlete.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Oh, a ton of injuries. In college, from my last year in high school through college, I had four surgeries in 5 years.
Right.
And a lot of just dislocated shoulders and broken feet, and yeah.
So how do you go from that to photography, cinematography, and the visual arts?
Well, I think there's an unspoken or an unacknowledged connection between the time-based element in sports, where you're sort of sitting and you're watching and you're really interested in space, you're really interested in movement, you're really interested in time between the things that are moving. And then also when you have a camera, it's the same thing. You're analyzing a visual space. You're supposed to be kind of fluid with it. You're trying to figure out what's going to happen and participate in the moment. And so it was a pretty natural transition.
You know, it's interesting because I like sports, but I never thought about it that way. I guess one of the reasons why I wanted to start off the interview with that is because some of the elements of what you just said, I guess some of the elements of your own life, I see them in the film. You know, there's that sports element especially, you know. Was that sort of a natural thing for you to do, for you to capture?
Yeah, I think it was natural. I think, though, I was attracted to Daniel because of his sports. You know, that's why we probably hit it off really early. And Quincy also played football and played basketball. And so it was just a site of connection for both of us, and you know, kind of got to live vicariously through their exploits.
How did you meet them?
Yeah, I taught Quincy in the youth program that I managed, and when I coached basketball at the high school, I came across Daniel, and so yeah, relationship kind of naturally blossomed.
When did you ask them to be in the movie? When and what was their reaction?
Yeah, I asked them, and I say, you know, I always emphasize how long I was there before I tell people, emphasize that I was going to make a film, because it kind of shows the level of trust and the natural transition into making a movie. I wasn't there to make a film. I was there to work in the community, and then I decided to do it. And so the intentions were kind of pure. But I knew them both for 3 years, asked Quincy, and he was just like, sure. And then asked Daniel, and he was like, you mean like Hoop Dreams?
Yeah, I love that movie. People have perceptions of what a film is and how a film is made, and perhaps this film was made a little differently than what people's common expectations might be like, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think the film is doing that intentionally in reflecting the way in which films reduce stories in order to expand emotion or to expand the purview into someone's life. And I think it's a wonderful thing, but it's also problematic when we're talking about communities that aren't self-represented.
Yeah.
And places that don't have much agency in the media landscape.
I guess while I was watching it, the word that kept popping in my head was impressionism and impressionistic. Is that a good word to use?
Yeah, I do love that, because it's interested in the film that is the emotive and the sensorial and the ephemeral.
Yeah.
It's interested in like the traces of an image and how that turns into meaning after you experience it. So yeah, impressionism is perfect.
This is another word that was coming into my head was a musical, because the film has a rhythm, like that's almost this musical rhythm, and you mentioned also sensorial. So I don't know whether I mean when you're putting together the film, to have that musical sort of rhythm or even balance is something that you look for.
Yeah, the film is taking a lot from music. It's interested in the way that music is a space of sort of contradiction, and it's a space of repetition, and it's a space of experience that is beyond language, yeah, or before language. And so what happens when you apply those sort of characteristics to visuals? How do you use its sort of innate structures to give someone an experience of a place as opposed to a conversation about it? Mm-hmm. I think it's a way to get deeper to the connection.
One of the terms that you used in some of the previous answers was community, and I just wanted to know a little bit more why that seems to be important for you. I mean, what does working with the community mean, especially in terms of your filmmaking?
Yeah, working with the community means that there's an embeddedness of the perspective that I think offers a truth that is of the place and of the people, and less one that is kind of an outsider, to some degree, an outsider perspective that is trying to impose a narrative that's kind of preconceived. You know, a lot of folks, when you make a film, you have an idea of what the film should be about. But what happens if, I mean, maybe you wouldn't start making a film if you didn't have an idea, but you let everything come from being there over a long period of time. It would be a completely different film, because, you know, meaning is something that, you know, exposes itself over time, deeper.
How much do you sort of anticipate of what you're going to film and of what the final thing is going to look like?
Well, I think that's the big question for documentary films, right? We have an idea of, you know, some issue or some community or some place or some person, and we're constantly trying to look for meaning in their lives or in that place that matches our understanding of what meaning is of that place and matches our original idea in order to sort of construct a narrative. And I think that that's pretty damning, because we're fantasy machines, you know, like we deal in projection and we deal in simplicity. And so I was looking to make the film with the opposite mode, which is just being there and then, you know, kind of getting beyond all the moments that are recognizable meaning, and allowing it to happen more organically.
Is there any pleasure also in just quite simply documenting things?
Yeah, I think maybe that's the underlying joy, is I do enjoy watching and I do enjoy looking. And, you know, the community in Hell County is one that is wildly underrepresented, if not probably not represented at all, maybe in Let Us Now Praise Famous Men or something. So the idea of having the archive or making an archive of the now is, yeah, definitely part of the pleasure.
Any particular reason why Hill County isn't represented?
Well, I think most communities that are marginalized, that are disenfranchised, and, you know, not to just throw out the big sociological words, but they just don't have any money. And, you know, if money in schools and communities are using the tax dollars from the area in order to make things better, and then no one has any money, then the places are just always be poor. And so there's no use in people, you know, making stories in this place, aside from ones that are of struggle and a certain sort of social narrative. So I think it just kind of falls to the wayside.
When you think about it, it's kind of crazy that, you know, Hill County, a place that I guess not many people know about, is now captured in this film that is now screening all over the world, lots of places in the world, including Prague in the Czech Republic right now. I guess this is kind of a similar question to one I asked you before, but what does that feel like, and how do people react when you're at these screenings? I mean, how do they react to the film?
Well, I think it feels wonderful, specifically because the film isn't a conventional narrative or story. So to me, it proves, though it's not something that I had hyperly preconceived, it kind of developed once I started filming, it proves that there's like so many ways to tell a story, and sometimes it's not even telling the story, and it can have an impact, emotional impact, a psychological impact, or whatever. But I think for me, having the film, well, meeting people and having folks watch the film really speaks to the individual strangeness of the human mind, in that, you know, if you make a film that is more fragmented and more participatory, like you have to, the audience member has to step into the film to make any meaning. All of the responses are wildly different, and it speaks again to the discursive nature of like nations, or the discursive nature of communities that are all under the banner of name of place or country, but you know, they're still individuals who have wildly different views on the world.
And thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.